Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Backstage update on Gunther's current Intercontinental title reign. Two WWE stars get engaged. Shayna Baszler addresses those reports that Ronda Rousey demanded the women's tag team titles. And there's a whole bunch of your questions. Hello and welcome to the Solo Sunday News here at What Culture Wrestling with myself, Andrew Pollard. Be sure to like, subscribe, share, turn notification bells on, all of that good stuff. But most importantly, just have the best possible day. Wrestling news on a Sunday. It's fantastic. Before I get into the news part, just a big shout out to Welsh Wrestling, who I watched on Friday night here in Wrexham. And it was great. It was brilliant. It was just old school fun. Heroes, villains, loads of fan interactions. It was great. If you get the chance to go and see him, do it. You will very much not regret it. Anyway, wrestling news. And first up is an update on Gunther and what could lie in his future. More importantly, what could lie in the future of him and the Intercontinental Championship. Now, this report comes from WRKB Wrestling on Twitter, who got a load of scoops correct over the last however many months, who say that there's been talks of having Gunther break the Honky Tonk Man's record as the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion in history. Now, that record currently stands at 454 days. The Honky Tonk Man beat Ricky Steamboat back in June 1987 on an episode of Superstars of Wrestling and then would lose it just over a year later, SummerSlam 88 against the Ultimate Warrior, where Warrior was the surprise opponent and squashed the Honky Tonk Man in, what, literally 30 seconds, I believe it was. And this was a Ricky Steamboat as well, who Honky Tonk Man beat, who was on the back of his famous win at WrestleMania 3 over the Macho Man. Oh, yeah. So, yes, there's talks of having Gunther beat that 454-day record. Now, to do that would mean he'd, I believe it's September the 6th, round about then, early September, basically, he'd have to keep the IC title for until then, because Gunther himself won it last June against Ricochet on an episode of SmackDown, and the Ring General is just been tearing it up. I mean, it's great to see. One of the highlights of current WWE, one of the highlights of wrestling period these days is Gunther and his reign as the IC champ, but a reign that some of us thought might come to an end at WrestleMania 39 against Sheamus, but that did not happen. Whether Sheamus ever gets the IC title is something that we'll have to keep an eye on, but that's a whole other topic. But yes, Gunther may well take the record for the longest reign as IC champ. Next story, ka-ching, Riddick Moss, and I don't know why I'm ka-chinging, Riddick Moss and Emma have got engaged. Congratulations to them. That was news revealed over the weekend. Emma took to Instagram to share some pictures of Moss, the former Madcap, proposing to her. I was looking for words, and it's a Sunday, I need caffeine. It's like, what's that word I'm looking for when you go to marry someone? Propose. So they are engaged to be married. The pair have been dating since before Emma returned to WWE last year. And obviously these days have been paired up on main roster television, although they've not really been featured so much lately. I believe Riddick Moss was a competitor in the IC title battle royal to crown number one contender for Gunther Knight of Champions, whereas Emma lately has been working on WWE main event. But yes, so good news for those. Happy news. Congratulations. Much love to Emma and Riddick Moss. And also, on that same sort of wavelength, Omos has got married over the weekend to his college sweetheart, whose name I have completely forgotten. I should have wrote this down, but congratulations to the big fella and his bride. Love is in the air. Yada-da-da-da-da-da. All that good stuff. Right, one last story before we get to your questions. And it's Shayna Baszler, the Queen of Spades. A massive favourite of mine, Shayna Baszler. Man, she was just a killer. The whole NXT run, the initial... All right, okay, take away the bite-in thing with Becky Lynch, but that initial presentation on the main roster, the Elimination Chamber, where she just wrecked everybody. Brilliant. But Shayna Baszler has taken to Twitter just to clear up some... There was reports a couple of days ago that Ronda Rousey had demanded that Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler won the WWE Women's Tag Team titles. And Shayna's come out and said, nah, That's not the case. The demand was for the two of them to be teamed up, not necessarily to win the tag team titles. So yeah, there's two very different stories there. It's one thing to demand the titles. It's another thing just to say, like, I'd really want to be paired up with my pal. You know, we've been mates for years since back to our MMA days. Four horsewomen of the MMA world, with Jasmine Duke and Marina Shafir. So yeah, it's one thing to demand titles. It's another thing just to say, like, you know, I'm Ronda Rousey. I'm kind of a big deal. I can do what I want. I really want to team my pal. Can we do that? Yeah, no worries. There we go. And it's great to see. I'm really interested to see what happens with this team. And I'm also, I don't know, I am getting ahead of myself, but I'm also open to the idea of like some breakup and we get like a rivalry between Shayna Baszler and Ronda Rousey, because I think those two could have some proper kick-ass brutal matches against each other. But yeah, I seem to be in the minority, but I'm a big fan of Ronda Rousey in WWE and likewise Shayna Baszler. So good luck to them with their women's tag team title reign.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, this is where I pull up all of your questions that have come in this morning. So thank you for anybody who's got in touch. There's a bunch of them and it has been quite a slow news story. So thank you for sending out all these questions. Otherwise, the video would have ended. Right, Hector Garcia III was the first person to get in touch. Hey, Hector. Happy Solo Sunday. If you were to start a wrestling organization and were able to select your four pillars to build around, who would they be? Or should I say, who would the other three be joining Bret Hart? Yes, you know me very well, Hector. Bret Hart clearly would be there. I'd have Bret, I'd have Owen, I'd have David Boy. I'm joking. it's not really a joke. I probably would. There'd be lots of Hart love if I start a promotion. I guess this is a massively tricky question, so I'm going to narrow it down to present day and say if I was starting a wrestling promotion right now, who I'd look at if we're going with four pillars. I mean, you can't not have Roman Reigns, you can't not have MJF, and then I will go Bryan Danielson, and I will go CM Punk. I will go with Pepsi Phil. So Punk, Bryan, Roman, and MJF. That would be my four right now. I mean, this fella would be in there as well, some Ricky Starks helping carry the load and stealing the show. But that'd be my four. If we're talking historically, four, like my four pillars from ever, for any time period, that's like such an open question. I mean, because you take into account impact on the business. So, I mean, you'd be looking at someone like Bruno Sammartino, maybe look at superstar Billy Graham, obviously recently lost him, but somebody like that who's a trailblazer, a game changer, revolutionary. You'd look at, I could not look at the Macho Man right behind me, Randy Savage, and there, that's the Macho King. And then do you look at someone like Roddy Piper? I mean, you'd have to take into account Ric Flair, you'd have to take into account Hulk Hogan. I mean, I'm not a Hogan fan, but just in terms of impact on the business. Then it's like, you know, John Cena, Austin, Rock. There's so much to, in terms of a general people from ever, if you're going to choose one. So I'm going to stick with just the present day, the modern day, which is, I don't know why I've just gone around the houses on that in a total tangent. Mark's always got in touch. Hey, Mark. Hey, there we go. Pictures of dogs. Always great on a Sunday, as ever. Send me your pet pictures. Always welcome. Always puts a smile on my face when I'm working away on a Sunday. And I reckon it puts a smile on editor Ryan's face as well. He's above somewhere. Not literally above, because that'd be creepy. There's some seagulls on my roof at the moment. Anyway, morning, Andrew. The dogs say hi. What feud do you want to see Mark Briscoe in after he's done with Jeff Jarrett? I'd say Jungle Boy if they turn him heel, or Switchblade. Hashtag this is your news. Great question, Mark. I think Switchblade J. The more I think about it, Switchblade J. White and Mark Briscoe could be a lot of fun. Hey, maybe you could get involved in this stuff with Ricky at the moment. Although, obviously, it clearly looks like Bullet Club Gold are going to be tangling with FTR at some point for the tag team titles. But yeah, I mean, what do you do with Mark? Because he's such an entertaining presence, Mark Briscoe. He makes for pro wrestling television gold every time he's on screen. As many people will, I know I'm preaching to the choir. There's a lot of people with a lot of love for the Briscoes, and rightly so. To the modern day greats. But in terms of a rivalry, yeah, I don't know. I keep looking at, yeah, now you've said Switchblade. I'm thinking, yeah, that could really work. That could really, really work. Just don't do anything with, like, you know, I don't know, the firm or something, or have some BS about who owns contracts, because that's so overdone. Please stop doing that. Please. Right, where are we? Dave the Mark's got in touch. Not a question for the show, Andrew, but are you heading to All In at Wembley? What about Will Ospreay versus Shingo Takagi at the Copper Box the day before for my beloved Rev Pro? Morning, Mark. Dave the Mark. Morning, Dave. This will probably be the afternoon by the time you see this. Anyway, it is the morning when I'm recording this. It's approximately 9 minutes past 10 in the morning. Yes, I will be at All In. We are on tour. The What Culture Boys are heading down to London. So we will be there. As for whether I'll be at Shingo versus Will Ospreay, whether we'll be at Rev Pro the day before, I could not say. It's a genuine answer. I have no idea what I know we're doing stuff down in and around Wembley and around London for the weekend, so I have no idea. If I'm told that we're going to Rev Pro, I will be going to Rev Pro. If the chance is there to go to Rev Pro, as in we're free on that day, I will absolutely be going to Rev Pro. So hopefully we'll be there. Hopefully we'll see you there. It should be an absolute banger of a show, of a weekend. But yes, we will be at All In. I'm not sure exactly who we is. I know I am in the Wii. I know Andy H. Murray is in the Wii. And I know Simon Miller, obviously, is in the Wii. And I'd imagine Hamlet Sidgwick, Adam Wilborn, I'm sure, will be there. Maybe Gareth as well, maybe Si. I'm sure Nicholas as well. So yeah, there will be a What Culture presence down there. That's what I've gone all the way around the house to say. Tripping on a Hole in a Paper Heart. That is quite the name. It's got a touch on Twitter. Any news on Big E? And if, when he comes back, if he'll be rejoining a New Day, or are they going with the singles push that was planned for him before the injury? The last I heard from Big E, it was a podcast. He did an interview. I can't remember the name of the podcast, but he did an interview last month. No, technically it was April, because we're in June now, so it's not that last month, but in April, where he said that he's feeling great, basically he's feeling fantastic, but it's just a case of more tests to see what the situation is. And for me, the biggest takeaway from that is Big E's feeling good, and that's whether he wrestles again or not, that's the main thing, is that the fella's feeling well, the fella's feeling good, and that he's enjoying life. So that's the last I've heard on that. Hopefully he can return to the ring, but it's one of those situations where there's bigger priorities in wrestling sometimes, and it's just basically Big E's overall health is the priority here. So, hey, lots of love for Big E. In terms of what I do, if and when he's cleared to return to the ring, I'd put him back with New Day. You can still have him, you can still give him a singles push. If you look at the options of, is he with New Day or does he get a singles push, you can do the two together. You can push him as a singles act in New Day. So, yeah, I think he'll be absolutely fine if he returns to the ring, but yeah, we'll see how things go with that. Thomas Leone's got in touch. Assuming LA Knight, yeah, wins the Money in the Bank. Who should he face? Both champions seem pretty strong and not in a position to lose their belt. For me, I would have him face, because I think we go on the logic that Cody Rhodes is going to dethrone Roman eventually at some point, maybe SummerSlam. Then I think LA Knight going after Cody Rhodes on SmackDown for that title, obviously a new title now, the Undisputed WWE Universal Championship. Which is what it's been known as before, but now it's got a shiny title all of its own rather than just two belts. So I'd be up for that. I'd be up for him going after Seth Rollins. I'd be up for LA Knight doing whatever. And it's just LA Knight on my TV, it puts a smile on my face, like those pet pictures on a Sunday. So I'd probably have him go after, but then you can have him go after Seth. And then I think Gunther will be the one to dethrone Seth, maybe WrestleMania 40. That's just me totally speculating. I think LA Knight going after Cody Rhodes could be very interesting. Where else are we? Ibrahim Murillo has got in touch. Hey, Ibrahim. Look at the Bloodline story as a whole from beginning up until this point in time. Is there anything you would change or maybe enhance in the story thus far? Much love from Texas, y'all. Much love from Wrexham. The Reds are going up. The Bloodline. No, I was talking to one of my pals yesterday. Big shout out to Tony Wilding about this, where just kind of trying to predict where things are going. And it's like, I don't care. I am happy just to sit back and watch this develop because they've done such a great job up until this point. It's like, I'm not saying the WWE product is perfect. There is so much wrong with it right now, even though there's been changes. But in terms of the Bloodline, I've been happy with how it's all gone. So it's just like, nah, man, let them get on with it. So in terms of will they change anything about the Bloodline? Nope. I'm all good. I'm just sitting back and enjoying the ride, brother. Fluky M's got in touch. What's your view on Ref Aubrey versus Karen Jarrett? Personally, I love the goofy angle, so I'm all for it. Have a great day. I like goofy wrestling. I like goofy angles at times. Wrestling being silly is when wrestling's at its best sometimes, not always. But for me, I don't know. It's not really done much for me. I'm hoping, like, I don't want to see a match. I don't want to see a match between Aubrey and Karen Jarrett. I don't need to see some sort of mixed tag match. I'm not a huge fan of it. Right. I believe we got one last question I've just seen has come in because I'm reading this in lifetime, which is probably not wise. Wrestling rules. Got such fantasy book. Gunther rise to world heavyweight champion. There. Simple. Gunther drops the IC title, you know, towards the end of the year. Then you have him just go after Seth Rollins, and he beat Seth Rollins at WrestleMania 40. The end. Or the beginning. It's the beginning. The beginning of Gunther's Reign of Terror, which would be great. Anyway, that has brought an end to my Reign of Terror for 15 minutes or however long this has gone. I've been Andrew Pollard. This has been the Soul Sunday News here at What Culture Wrestling. Be sure to like, subscribe, share, turn notification bells on, and give us a follow on Twitter at What Culture WWE. While you're there, you can find myself at Culture Left Peg. But most importantly, just make sure you're having the best possible day, whether you're doing something, whether you're doing absolutely nothing at all. I hope your day goes well for you. And if things aren't going so well, I hope they turn around ASAP. Right, I'm off out of here. Got some work to do. The usual lads will be back tomorrow. I believe it's Murray and Wilborn, so I'll leave them on news duties. But yes, I'll catch you next Sunday, if not before.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.